Blog Talk Radio.
Maxwell going on for the ladies here, you know, it's a cold evening now. I know they need to warm up something warm and mellow, you know, how to play that something. You know what I mean, Mr. LeVon?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, before we even get started, let's go ahead and give out the mission statement, folks.
Nothing But the Truth is our radio show that talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about real issues that are going on between sexes and how to change it around. Are you trying to find Mr. or Mrs. Right and keep ending up with the loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, then you're at the right place. And Nothing But the Truth, we're going to give you truthful advice that will help you get the relationship you want to be in and maintain it.
Thank you, Miss Lisa. Miss Lisa is a sweetheart to me. Now, I know y'all listened to the show last weekend, and people commented on say that was a great show. So now we're going to have something even hotter than that. And you bear with me for 1 second as I go ahead and bring that out for you. I think you'd be very satisfied for what I have to offer for you. But before we even go into that, I would like to talk about the news. If you can still hear, how am I coming, Mr. LeVon? Am I coming through clear?
Yeah, you're coming through pretty well.
Okay. Let's go ahead and start this real quick. Okay. The topic of the show tonight is called Careless Lovers. Careless Lovers and One Night Stand. Now, for the audience out there listening, bear with me. all the episodes that I've been doing since last year. Me and Mr. LeBron have been drilling shows one after another. They're about to be more intense. Now, before I was losing thought here, I was just saying that these shows that we're doing now, the next few shows are going to be dedicated to a girl named Miss Canadian Love. As you know, during the summer, she was doing some internships with me for the show while Mr. LeBron was out doing his projects and whatnot. Anyway, since she's gone, you know, something to worry about, something to be stressed over about. But I kept my word that I was going to do these shows. Yeah, I'm going to ask Mr. LeBron, are you coming through? Can you hear me clearly? Okay, it's all good, We're about to go ahead and get this right. The reason why I keep asking that is because my Bluetooth just cut off on me, folks. So I'm going through a speakerphone, but the show will get done. Trust me on that.
Okay.
Let's start this out real good. Okay, folks, again, if you want to call in, the number is open. The lines are open because we're about to get into detail with it. The number is 646-716-7911. Now, you have to bear enough. The show, we're going to try to remain unbiased. We're just telling how it is. Don't get up here cussing, getting pissed off because we're telling how it is. We're just telling you how we see it, okay? Now, tonight is a great night, and I'm here to do it. Too much is going on in 2008, and we, you know, it keeps continuing much into 2009. It will be continuing in 2009. We got to stop the cycle. A lot of females and males are becoming careless lovers and becoming one-night stands. You need to listen up to the show tonight, folks, to find out if the person you're dealing with is the right one for you or just a temporary lover. And a lot of people sit there and laugh about it and stuff, but it's true. You see it all the time on TV. You see a lot of people. You see people with your friends that fucked up in their head because basically they thought they had something with a person. They thought they had a connection. And that's not good. But the whole thing being said is that games are being run with one another. It's like the male might run some game on the female. And she keeps getting ran through. Promise, this is going to happen. Lied to after that, basically, saying, don't worry. You're going to get yours. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. And when they find out that's not true, things happen. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying, right, Mr. LeBron?
Yeah, I'm listening.
A lot of people out here are wanting to know why this is happening to them. A lot of females run games on dudes because they got ran games on dudes. Not by that guy in particular, just in general. That it's like, you know, next person I get, I'm going to make them work for this. I'm going to have all these dudes line up. And this shit's got to stop. Because when you find the right one, you might still have that mind frame. But I digress. With careless lovers are the ones basically, in my terminology, are the ones that risk everything and anything to get something from a person. They might put their values to the side, their beliefs, their religious preferences as far as religion. And that's kind of different, but as far as being with someone, if you're going to be with someone based off a certain thing, as far as, you know, you believe in the Bible, everyone's got their own beliefs. And you get up with a person that's a drug dealer who's on drugs, strung out on it, even though you know you shouldn't get with no one because you know where this is going to end up to. You put that all to the side. Even most of y'all ladies out there would risk y'all health to be with someone. Y'all would just open up and let a person go up in you unprotected. And you find out that the person got something or he's been fucking around with another dude and caught HIV or something like that. You want to be playing the blame game or a crying game or whatever you want to call it. But it's got to come to an end. And we're going to sit here and point this out. Before I go into any thoughts, Mr. LeBron, do you have anything to add on to it?
No, I'm just, you know, listening right now, just trying to find different ways that I could, you know, apply some of the stuff that we will be getting into later. So.
Okay. Now, as I got some steps here, you know, some guides, folks out here listening. But I got to tell y'all this. Y'all got to realize this. When y'all analyze it in person, if they're the right person, you know, it's going to be visual. That's the first thing you do when you see someone. You look at their appearance, they said a first impression is the greatest impression. You see there, looking at them, they might be dressed fucked up, or they might be dressed in sharp. How can you tell if they're a good person for you? You can't go by there and just say, well, this person is dressed like garbage, so he must be garbage. You don't know what his life's been like. But a guy who's looking like he's got money, because I like to wear hats and stuff and dress clothes and stuff like that. You don't know my situation. I could be an asshole impersonator. You don't know. You don't know what I am. But it's like too much stuff is just based off of look right now with the youth. And we got to get off of that shit. You got to sit there and listen to what a person's about. Because eventually you can figure out someone's bullshitting you or not. Do you concur with that, Mr. LeBron?
Well, definitely.
Okay. You know, a lot of people just not, they're just looking, not hearing. They're not listening to the person's story, their main story, see if it's real or not real. A lot of folks sit there and play games and say, you know, it's nothing to worry about. I got this covered. Nothing's going to happen to me. But you get caught up. You get caught up in some nonsense that's not even cool, you know? A lot of folks sit here and wonder, you know, look, if I get up with this person, will they give me what I'm looking for, or will they just shit me? And you're thinking, well, the person that's looking like they don't got no money, he might be the one can't provide for you, but you're looking the wrong way, you know what I mean? A lot of y'all folks out there in radio land out here wonder, you know, what the fuck can I do? How can you help me, Mr. Brooks or Mr. LeVon? Can you help me out? I like to know. And we'll basically tell you right now. You got to help yourself before anyone. You got to be able to stop yourself for a moment and be like, look, this ain't right. You get one second. Mr. LeVon, are you there?
Yeah, seemed like everything was going out for a second.
Okay. What I was saying, folks out there, you know, you really got to be right. You got to get your mind right.
You don't want to get caught up in no nonsense. How am I coming through now, Mr. LeVon?
You're coming through a little better.
Okay. I had to put on another Bluetooth, folks. You got like 5,900 of them. But like I was saying earlier, you don't want to get caught up in no nonsense. With some of these dudes out here, and I'm not going to sit here and blame all dudes, because some girls be running bullshit games, too. The whole thing is about this. You sit there and say, damn, that girl got fat ass, you know, got a big ass titty. I bet her pussy right. But she might be a person that might set you, or she might be a type of girl that might sit there and say, look, I love you. I want to be with you, but I fuck your homeboy, too, at the same time. How are you going to take it? You know what I mean? I mean, I know that sounds funny, but it's not really funny. Because it happens every day in life. Don't y'all listen to the news and stuff where you hear about people having gotten a fucked up situation and a dude end up getting killed? It was like a love triangle, basically, or things of that sort. Or a woman that killed another dude or get another dude killed. She won't tell him, you know, hey, I got this abusive boyfriend that might fuck you up. Won't say that at all. Just tell him, look, hey, you can get up with me. He ain't going to do nothing to you. I got him in lock, you know? You ever approach people like that before, Mr. LeVon?
Well, you were a little hazy there for a second. Could you repeat what you said?
I said, have you ever approached people like that? It seemed like they all right, but they like to play games with people and play dangerous games at that.
Well, I mean, that's a given, of course. I mean, a lot of people go through all kinds of shit. I mean, it depends on the situation. We have to really recognize a person appeared as commenting, you know, on a chat room. He said something that's very obvious. A lot of people don't take the time to actually learn about other people that they meet. They don't focus on that kind of stuff. They're just in there for the moment, you know, right in the club. They're looking for that one night shit. They're not really trying to develop relationships anymore. And I guess that's just because of the way that our culture is sort of popularizing that thing. It's almost stupid to actually be thinking about a long-term relationship right as soon as you meet somebody nowadays.
Exactly, exactly. My whole thing is to hear a person, listen to them, instead of just going off a look. Now, you just there to get your nut on, get your dick on or whatever. Be all my guests do it, but be upfront about it. Don't sit there and be like, I don't know what he's talking about, you know? Because you know what we're talking about. We know what we're getting at. Because a lot of people are becoming a little bit careless and thinking, well, he must like me because I have a good personality. But you forgot to look at on your outside. Because when a guy approaches you, he's not looking at your personality when he first sees you. He's looking at the outside first. Then the other stuff is secondary. But you can shift it off where you can be attractive on the outside, ladies, and attractive on the inside. As far as coming off right, you're not on no bullshit, no hood rat shit, things of that sort. Because, you know, if you like that, a guy's going to keep you like that. If he got common sense, if he's like one of these little dumb little nigga boys out here as far as sit there and be like, oh, okay, and then go try to fuck some half-ass dimes or whatever. And you listen when I say half-ass dimes. That means a nickel, okay? No one ain't going to really put themselves out like that, you know? Because if you got a good woman, you're not going to leave a good woman. Women,
exactly.
A good man, you're not going to leave no good man. If you got common sense, but we're living in a world today that common sense diminishes every day. People will do some dumb-ass shit. With careless lovers out there, I know some girls out there who be thinking, well, this is love. He's treating me right. Why won't he marry me? I know what I do. I'll trap him with a baby. Now, I tell you on previous shows that a girl has tried to do me like that, but I was not having it. Tell me, well, the only thing I do is just give me a baby. You don't have to take care of it. Now, you know what the show talks about, traps and games and all types of bullshit. Why would she try to run that game on me? I wonder. But I also wonder, what the fuck was she on? I mean, was she on that Jinkum or what? I mean, a lot of folks out here thinking that's cool. Let's run games on one another. Let's trick people up. That's not cool at all. That's not cool. Now, if you weak-minded, you think, well, that's the only gear I can get that wants me to give her a baby, I do it. You don't want to be caught up in no shit like that, honestly. The whole thing with the careless lovers, because we're about to jump on one-night stand soon, careless lovers will be taken for granted because they're too gullible. You can agree with that, right, Mr. LeVon?
Oh, I can definitely agree with it. And then the whole concept that we're dealing with, especially when it comes to minorities like blacks in America, we have to recognize that there's a lot of stigmas against us. And throughout history, we've automatically been seen not as people to love, but people to get passion from. So when it comes to trying to really develop yourself and get a good relationship, we've got to sort of remove that stigma from ourselves. We've got to start getting offended by seeing people always betraying us and imagining us as being sexually fulfilling all the time. We're so much more than that. We deserve a relationship. We deserve a chance to be loved. We deserve a chance to choose who we're going to love. Even that was limited in the past. We need to recognize these kinds of things and stop being so foolish, because when we're doing that, we're fulfilling a stigma that's been with us for centuries, and that's the last thing we want to support.
Exactly. That's absolutely right. I don't know the whole thing as far as why people want to get caught up in some shit like that and fuck up their lives. Because that's how me and my dad talk. We always wonder about that. Why would people want to put themselves out like that? I wouldn't want to have myself out like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One of our commenters said a really important statement too, because he was saying how it's like a gender war now, and we do have a lot of people out there who are hurt, and the only way they feel they can attain any sort of peace from it is by hurting other people. I know somebody, they said that if they ever got an STD from someone, they'd make sure that everybody that they could have sex with got that STD too. That kind of thinking is fucking us up right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, people going out here where I went out and did this, so now I'm fucked up. I'm going to fuck you up. That type of mentality. You don't want to be around anyone like that, folks. Who wants to get, want to be caught up in some shit like that? I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, my honest opinion, and I'll just be frank with y'all folks, if y'all going to be doing some dumb shit like that, man, please go get some help. Because that's not even cool. Let me go ahead and give this nigga some AIDS. And I knew a girl like that, too, myself, on A&T's campus. It was a rumor going around some girl got something and gave it to all these dudes back to back. And they all got some. I don't know how accurate that is, because you know how shit goes on.
Yeah.
You can understand how shit. But just to think of that, that could possibly happen. That happened in Miami. This guy had AIDS. He had, like, straight-up AIDS, I think. Or HIV, I think he had straight up HIV to be exact. Straight up, I mean, like, he knew it. They say, don't do this, don't do that. Everything will be all right, as long as you don't do that, all right? This motherfucker goes to the club because he's a club promoter. Girls, yeah, I can get you in the club, this and that. You let me get some of that ass real quick, I'll hook you up. And he didn't use no condom. And all them girls got AIDS. Well, not AIDS, but HIV. They was all contracted. They found out later on, like, one of them went to the doctor. The only person I fucked like that was this dude. And then it was too late then. I mean, what can you do? I mean, you fuck, right? But the whole situation is, look, we don't want to get caught up in no shit like that. That's what I mean by careless lovers. You don't want to be one of those types of lovers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You get caught up in some nonsense, you can't get out. Well, yeah, it's something like luggage. You can't get rid of that shit. Herpes, that's the same thing. That's like luggage. Can't get rid of it.
Yeah,
that's the main thing. I mean, what's the trade? Because some people say, well, I opened up myself like this. I opened up my wound as a woman. It's going to pay off. I'm going to get this nigga. But then when they think they got the access, this motherfucker pulls this trick off, either having a kid, he got some shit they can't get rid of. Does it equal out? I don't see it equaling out. I think it's all crazy, if you ask me. But, hey, that's what the folks out here in Radio Land out here listening to the show right now are welcome to say. You can call in right now, 646-716-7911. What's your thoughts, Mr. LeBron?
In reference to what?
As far as these girls trading off their health, their value, all this for a tangible asset, like, oh, he's got a house, he got a car, and the shit don't pan up as equal. You know what I'm saying? It's really less than equal.
Is this the same shit that we talk about all the time? I mean, people looking at shit and not actually doing any investigation behind it. Because like we said before, you can see anything, but right as soon as you know what that motherfucker's holding, you know it's, you know, you sure as hell are not going to get anywhere close to that fool with a what? 10-foot pole? Hell, probably a 10-mile pole. Shit. Some of these niggas got all this money, and they out here burning like the fucking planet Mercury or some shit. You know you need to stay away from that stuff. You know you do. And this goes to those, like, fellas, too, who go out there, and they looking at all these people out there. They see these ladies that they just think is a bomb and said, you need to be a lot more responsible. Stop jumping at every cat that you see walking past you, for real.
Exactly. I don't know what's their problem. I mean, I don't know. They've been digging in their asses. I mean, cause for real, I mean, come on. Why would you put yourself out there with some nigga who think he's a shit? I wouldn't. I ain't no dude, but I wouldn't do that shit. But a lot of people out here, they thinking they're coming off good. throwing their lives away. Because, I mean, you get a baby with this nigga don't add up to what you thought he would be. Because it's like a lot of girls thinking that's the shit. He supposed to be like this. He supposed to be the bomb. He'll give me a baby. And then you get a baby from this dude. And then he don't add up as what he's supposed to add up as. You want to whoop every nigga out there who didn't even know this dude. And I spoke to ladies like that before. They got caught up in some shit like that. I saw plenty of them. I know some people in my family. I don't even want to say their name. Got caught up in some shit. Now, living terrible. Talking about men ain't shit. But I ain't the one who did the shit, you know? I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No one didn't tell you to go out there. And for the dudes out there, I ain't tell you to bust a nut up in this girl. I did not tell you to do that. You bust a nut up in her, and she come up being garbage. You want to be mad at everyone else. But, you know, I feel with ladies get more pissed off than dudes. So, I mean, it's all good. I wouldn't stress about it. But I would tell you what I would do is that, in my honest opinion, my fair assessment, I question people thoroughly. Anything got to be there and do 21 questions. But if a person makes a statement like this, yeah, I'm making bank, I'm this and that. Why would a complete stranger tell a woman he got all this money? What's the motive in that? Does he want to be played, or is he trying to win you with his money? You got to understand that. What is he trying to do for tonight? Is he trying to get some pussy real quick? Or what? Ask him. What did he do in that? He come off to me, well, you know, I really don't want to say. He already wanted to say it. He just trying to brag about it. Y'all just got to pick up on these little hints. And for women out there, well, the guys out there fucking with these girls out here seeking attention, they might say one thing, because women love to see what a guy does when he says a reaction. When he says one thing, they want to know what's going on. Let's see how this dude going to react. And you got option A, option B, either do something or don't do nothing. In most of the cases, if you don't do nothing, ask, like, if she's trying to do something to you, like, I want you to pay for my meal or pay for my homegirl, so she disrespects you and you don't do nothing, or you do what she tell you when she really didn't have that value, you already lost. But she might stick around and see how much money she can get from you. But you got to be careful about that. Let's go into something else here. I know I've been talking about that for a minute. My whole opinion about this, and y'all can quote me on and get mad or whatever, I don't really care. But to have love is to know what it means and to understand it. It's realistic. You got to be realistic with love. Meaning love is not what you see on music videos or movies. A lot of people, a lot of girls out here see, like, they might see T.I., they might see T-Pain, they might see someone else, Kanye West, 50 Cent. They might see these folks. Oh, that's, he's sexy, he's just next. Well, do you know him personally? Because, I mean, you're looking at the outside, and you're thinking, from what they say, oh, that's love. How do you know what love is if you never experienced? That's a good psycho, a good philosophy question right there. What is love? Do you know what love is? I mean, love can mean something totally different to another person. So how do you know if you're in love when you like 18 or 20? How do you know what love is? You ever wonder about that, Mr. LeVon?
Yeah, when I look at those different things, I definitely think a person's understanding of what love is for them depends largely upon their own experiences in the first place personally. So it's like, if you really haven't taken any risks, really fallen emotionally attached to a person, and I think that's one of the things that guys fail to do, but we always criticize women whenever they go through these different problems. Look at, oh, they stupid. Look at them. They always following their emotions and shit. I'm like, no, they're taking a chance. They're being willing to embrace their feelings. A lot of guys out here feel things for somebody and are afraid to step up on it. Now, would I rather be a person who went for something that I really felt attached to and then end up and it doesn't turn out that way, than to be somebody who wants to act like I got myself under control and yet it's too bitchy, you know what I'm saying, to even go forward and say, hey, I actually do like you that much. I do love you. I do want to try something with you. I mean, that's where a lot of guys fail. You know what I'm saying? That's where they fail. Because you can't really understand love. You can't say anything about shit until you've actually put yourself out there on that boat and actually said, this is what I'm going through right now. This is what I want to experience. It's just like that whole voting thing. If you ain't voting, then you sure as hell don't need to be expressing no comments about it or about the policies of these other people out here, because you aren't making a conscious decision in an effort to show that you actually care. But when you love, oh, hell no. You're going to do things about it. Your understanding of love depends on your ability to perceive in general in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Because, I mean, you got to put it out there. I'm glad you brought that out. Because, like, you know, romance, if you want to call it romance, call it love, call it being intimate with one. It's about taking risks. It's all up or none. You can't sit there halfway footed. Well, I mean halfway footed. You give some of the man your time or some of that woman your time, but you split your time with other women. If that's going to be the one with you, you need to commit all the way. I know that sounds fucked up, but you might have to take that. You're going to have to take it because there ain't no mics to it. Either, I mean, it's going to be one or two options. Option A, it works out. You happy. You make a great game. You meet someone that can probably connect with you probably for the rest of your life until you leave this earth. Or B, you get your heart broke, which a lot of guys are now getting more sensitive and sensitive about. So that's why they be like, I don't fuck with a bitch or some shit like that. I never tell a girl I love her. Or like, she'll never get that love. I'm like, okay, what the fuck she dealing with you then? You got this tough mentality that you can't open up to your woman. I mean, your woman ain't talking about someone you've been fucking, you know, just fucking for the fun of it. A woman that you really can be with and that you can really put your marbles, all your basket, all your eggs into one nest. She got to qualify. I mean, you got to make sure she qualifies. I ain't talking about some average broad who gave you a little attention time. You got a sexy chest and shit like that. She got to bring something to the table. She got to be able to bring some intangibles and tangibles. I mean, first of all, she got to have a job, in my opinion, because if you're not working and you see how the economy's going, that shit ain't going to work, right? Now, everyone's got their own tangible tangibles. That means that she needs to have an education. She's able to handle herself. She's independent, if that's what you want. Intangibles is someone that you can communicate well with, someone that you don't have to argue with, someone that's going to be able to help you out as far as you can help her out. What you lack is what she has, and what she lacks is what you have. Something of that sort. A lot of people out there are willing to take that step if they know what that step is. A lot of folks out there are wondering, how did I find that person? What do I say to the person if I do meet them? How long does it cost to last? All those things add up. All those things add up eventually once you get a person, because you don't ask these questions right away. You really don't have to ask these questions at all. This shit should show for itself. A person that sits there and helps you out, and they're not out there to get your money or anything, I mean, that should be an ant right there. You should be like, hold up. For dudes especially, hold up. You be like, hold up, man. She ain't asking for no money. She ain't bugging me. Because you could tell when some girls be like, what type of car you drive? What the fuck that's got to do with anything? You can actually do, I have a car. If you don't want to be with a dude that doesn't have a car, I can understand that, living in the South or whatever. But you ask me what type of car I have, what's that say about you? You trying to add up value. You don't know my life. I could have a damn fucking Pinto, 1970 Pinto. Well, I'm whack. I don't have no money. You don't know. I could be sitting on a Porsche. I could be sitting on $1 million. And I see this happen time and time again. From the place that I work at now, a lot of people won't approach a certain person because they dress a certain way. So, basically, if they come in there looking like they're homeless, or they don't have any money, they only can get this type of stuff. But then you'd be surprised what some of these people care. Because rich people don't be flunk money. Like, really rich people that's got that type of money, they don't have to flaunt their money. You see these people every day. You just don't know it. People like that might drive a regular old car. Well, if they don't got money, but you find out where they work at, they got all this type of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing, like I was saying earlier. You can't sit there and be like, well, this person got this car. I ain't talking to him. He ain't got nothing. You got rims on your car. What's that got to do with my personality? You got to sit there and realize you can't be sitting there looking at all these tangibles because you don't know. This person might be working on a 401K. You sat there and picked this loser, this little nigga loser, whatever you want to call it, and he doesn't have shit. He has a car, but he really don't have money saved up. You fucked up. You with the nigga, you find out 5-10 years later, you got some siblings or whatever, babies or whatever you want to call those motherfuckers. You have these things here, babies, and you looking back looking fucked up because the nigga that you picked had rims and that's all he had to his name. While this other dude got all his cars lined up. He got his cars lined up, got a house lined up, things of that sort. You're being careless because you're picking wrong. Now, with the one-night stand, oh, I was ready for this. I'm ready to talk about this. Now, you're welcome to call again. The number is 646-716-7911. Pick up the phone. Don't be scared. We're about to go ahead and go into this one-night stand. One-night stand is like slings. If y'all don't know that, look that shit up in the book. One-night stand, there's not supposed to be no love and emotion, but with most of these people out here, they're getting attached off of one-night stand. Especially in college. Because if a dude hit it, you think, oh, we're supposed to be in love, and that's when y'all really get broke into. What do you think about one-night stands, Mr. LeBron?
I think they're like American culture's current fashion statement. It's like popular to have a one-night stand now. It's just what you do to say hi to somebody and let them know you're interested nowadays. You have sex with them.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, I like you a lot.
Yeah, I mean, listen to just about every popular song that they play in the clubs now. It's talking about getting together and having some sex before they actually, really understand that person and know what the hell they're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a person that's against that shit at all. When it comes to sex and shit, I'm crazy as hell when it comes to that. But I'm a responsible dude, and I'm not just going to go around there and fling my dick into every sexy-ass woman I see. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you on that. A lot of folks out there are on some game, and they fall into a loophole, I call it, a loophole of bullshit. When a dude might be sweet-talking you in a club, college campus, I really want to be with you. He plays some of this shit on your ass right here. He plays some of that right there. First night. Don't think it's going to be romantic. It's going to be some straight-up fucking. And you got to have that, man. If that's the thing, you got to understand, ladies. I hear some ladies say, well, you know what? I want to fuck him, and that's it. I'm just going to fuck him. And then y'all keep fucking on a regular basis, and then that's where the emotions get attached. But I was looking in that into part of religion and stuff, like with sex and stuff. It brings you to a closeness. It's like emotions, basically. Sex is emotion. It deals with emotion. You got to have emotion and energy. Emotion does have energy, whether it's anger, love, fear. It's got energy. You get what I'm saying? But you get close to it. I make it a rule to you guys out here, too, and ladies. You can take a note, too. Don't be fucking a person more than 3 times if y'all just going to be fucking. If you go beyond 3 times, it's going to be a relationship. One of y'all going to try to flip into a relationship. And y'all met based off of sex. Chances are that shit ain't going to last that long. Because that's what y'all connected off of only. Sex, y'all connected off of that first. You might say, hey, I go to the same school you go to. But other than that, it was some straight fucking. Now, I don't know about y'all. I don't know people out there listening. I don't know what your situation is. So if your situation was where you met a broad or you met some nigga out there and he's sitting there fucking you and she's riding your dick first night, don't get attached. Please don't get attached. Because I see a lot of dudes out here telling me they're going to kill themselves over some pussy. And I see a lot of women out here going crazy. That's cutting up a nigga's tires because a nigga lied. And I always say this, and a lot of people think I'm crazy. You got to be straight up with a person. In 2008 going to 2009, you honestly got to be straight up with people. People say, whatever, you're not going to get no pussy. I'd rather not get no pussy than get my life taken. How about that? Because you don't know who she knows. She might set your ass up. You got her at your house. You know where you stay at. You fucking, and she's taking y'all in a relationship and says, no, I was fucking you. Or she see you with another girl. You don't know who she knows. She might get a brother. She might get another nigga to shoot your ass. You don't know. You need to be straight up with people. And y'all women out there playing these bullshit games out here, I ain't want to call you. I'm going to call y'all female. Because women don't have time to play games. Women are about making their money. They're trying to make a lifestyle for themselves as far as trying to establish themselves to show to a man that they should be, that a man should take interest in them. Because some of these girls out here, they're trying to play that wannabe role. You can see through that shit, guys. If you got to get out, I can smell bullshit 20 miles away. Someone sits there, I'm going to call you, this and that. They'll never call. That's bullshit right there. If a woman want to get up with you, she'll find time to call you. But when she see you with someone else and they try to draw a picture, you got to check that shit. But you guys out there sitting there thinking about women that's sitting there claiming that they want to be with you, you got to ask your question. I ain't trying to be like paranoid or anything. Why does she want to be with you? Now, you can ask a woman that. Why does she want to be with you? Why would she want to pick you? Now, they might say, well, if you don't know, nigga, then never mind. She wants to bullshit because you got to have a reason why you want to get up with some person. Would you not agree, Mr. LaVon?
Yeah, in some cases, yeah, you do. I mean, and then when you see somebody that's interested in you, you're naturally going to want to know why they're interested in you. I mean, it's a mutual situation right there. Nobody is just going to want to randomly hook up sometimes and not ever want to have justification for it. And I'm not trying to talk about the situations where those people really love each other, they're attracted to each other right at the moment, and they get it and they get it together and they do something great with their lives. I'm not talking about those people. I'm just talking about the ones who are really just not seeing things that seem to be, how could you say, consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to want to know.
I've met people like that before, particularly online and shit, where you'd be like, why you want to get up with me? I always ask that question because I'm paranoid on some tips. Cause you don't know who the fuck these motherfuckers are. They come up to you with all types of crazy shit talking about, I love you. You don't even know me. I mean, careless lovers and one night stands is crazy. And I mean, in my opinion, well, a person coming up to you and they can't explain, because that's the whole purpose. Why do you want to get up with me? Why me? I ask people, why me? Why me? And you get upset talking about, if you don't know, and whatever, nigga, you should know. You should know. Don't sit there talking about whatever. I don't know what's in your fucking mind. Then, like, a girl be like, why you want to talk to me, you know? God gonna sit there, whether it's true or not, he gonna say softer. He's not gonna sit there, well, if you don't know, never mind. Because women seem like, some females out there, I say, they seem like, well, whatever, you know? If you don't know, whatever. I mean, you need to let me know. And there's little subtle hints, like, you're like, oh, you got the prettiest eyelashes, or you know how to talk to a woman, right? When she says that stuff, and then she turns around and says, I want to get up with you, you already know because she already stated it. But someone that's knocking up on your door and saying, I want to be with you. What the fuck for? You know? Because a lot of people out here, we in a recession, and everyone's trying to pair up with someone who's got money. And motherfuckers out here imitating that they got money, but it's crazy. Y'all getting seduced into some bullshit. Don't get seduced in that bullshit. Get right. Don't get caught up in no nonsense. A lot of people sitting there thinking, well, you know, I can do this. I can work this. I don't have no issues. I can get my things together by getting up with this nigga right here, sit here, tell him everything he wants to hear, stroke his ego, and I don't have to work. That's the whole thing. Some girls might use a one-night stand on a weak nigga to get him hooked. I want to have a baby by you. You might think, damn, she got some good pussy. Why not? Get hooked. Thinking that's love. The only thing she was wanting was your money. And girls might not take this straight up. They might say, well, whatever, I don't want you. They do a little eyeball shit. If you say, well, if you want to have a baby, why don't we get a test to see if you got anything? They might get a fist, but you don't know. You don't know this motherfucker. They sit there and been running through all these niggas. When you want to protect your own interests, you got to wake up, folks. You got to wake up. And some guys out here sitting there telling girls, I want you to have my baby. What's the purpose? Is he trying to trap you? Are you in school? Because some niggas would do that shit to try to limit you because they get weak minded, insecure. You don't want to be insecure what you want. And if you were in an insecure relationship, you need to leave that relationship right there where it is and move on. Because you can't handle insecurities while you're dealing with someone. If you're in a relationship, it's supposed to be trust. You're supposed to be trust between you, your woman, vice versa. You don't supposed to be no in and out bullshit right here, like I'm saying, as far as people sit there, well, if you don't give me a baby, I won't be with you. Or if you don't call me, I'm breaking up. Bullshit like that. If you got insecurity issues like that, you need to wake your asses up. Because as a guy, a man, don't fall for no shit like that. Well, women try to give you ultimate. It's funny because women out here, not all women, I repeat that, not all women, because women that can be like, you know what, if he leaves me, he leaves me. Oh, well, you know, I'm going to be bad. I'm going to do me. I can respect that woman than a woman that he might leave me. You might get thoughts in your head. You might, shit like that, already accusing you. That's a cue. I don't like to be accused. And I do not like ultimatums. And you guys got to be out there like that, too. And women, y'all got to be out there, too. Don't let no nigga sit there and sweet talk you, then get mad because you're trying to get your education. You're trying to get your money. You're trying to make something out of yourself. And he's sitting there feeling like, well, if she gets this, she's going to leave. Because Miss Sayhawks was talking about that. I had a friend I was talking to, and she told me the same thing as far as that being concerned. I mean, you get intimidated. Because you're making more money than you? Fuck all that shit, man. I mean, come on. Let's wake up here. It's 2008. What you got to say about that, Mr. LeVar?
Well, no, I've just been listening to you preaching this little gospel up here, man. You know, you crazy ass. No, seriously. I think that's definitely something that we need to touch on, though, the insecurity issue. Because I really appreciate ladies that can be independent, but I'm sick of the ones who get hurt by a man, and then they want to call every man that they see a dog or some shit like that. I remember some people who were commenting on our last blog talk episode, they were saying some mess like that on the chat room, and I'm like, hello, if all men are dogs, then what the fuck did you come from? You know what I'm saying? What does that make you?
Exactly.
Your father must have been one too, right? And I'm like, That's not the way you should think about things, and that's especially something fellas need to correct themselves in doing too. Because when fellas get hurt, they want to start looking at women in the same way. And we just got to realize that, sure, sometimes these niggas are horrible, they doing bad shit. And then sometimes the ladies can fuck up with our lives too. But there's always another opportunity, there's better stuff out there, and if you just can't find anything that's good for you, then you just need to figure out what the hell is going on. What's your overall approach to relationships, just that kind of shit. Why the hell you always end up, you know, finding something bad? Why the hell does this nigga not get that the girl he's talking to on the internet is some video cam freak that just wants him to subscribe to her shit for about, what, a month or so, you know? I mean, come on now. You should be able to piece this shit together eventually. And the same thing for the ladies, too. I mean, every now and then, you see this nigga looking at other women a certain way, and you just met him the same time, and you really need to put that together, too, and stop giving people the benefit of a doubt. Sometimes it's nice to be positive. It's nice to be nice and patient, but there's a difference between being patient, being humble, and being gullible. And when you're in those kind of situations, you end up being gullible, then we become insecure, and we don't ever really have any, how would you say, strong understanding of ourselves because it gets crushed through that experience. We have to stop basing our entire life, our identity, on being able to have a relationship with somebody else. Because once you do that, you inevitably limit yourself as a human being.
Exactly. Now, folks, man, I'm telling you, you better listen up for real. I mean, you might think we bullshitting here. We running some game on you, but we're trying to be honest. We're trying to wake your eyes up. We're trying to give you another option. Instead of y'all falling for the same old bullshit, you know, the late night phone calls, you know, booty calls, you thinking that's going to add up to this dude saying I do or just make a family, you falling for a trick. One night stands or what they are, like I said, one night. Not many nights, one night. You getting called over to get a good fuck. Take it like it is. It's a good fuck. Now, I'm not telling you folks that you can't get your fuck on or whatever. My thing is don't try to make it into something that it's not. You sitting there saying, well, this is what it's going to be. I give him some pussy on, you know, 2 or 3 days a week. He don't start wanting to go with me. Not necessarily. He might have you on the side. He might have some other girls on the side. You got to realize that if he can't commit to you, if you're trying to have a commitment, y'all talking two different languages. He's the one, you're the zero. Y'all talking totally different. So what y'all going to have to do, you're going to have to make an option, whether accept that that's only what he wants from you and deal with it, you know, just keep going like that, or two, just leave him alone and find a person that is looking for the same thing you're looking for. I know that's sounding fucked up, but it's true. If he's going to keep on doing the same thing, I always talk to one of my own girls about that. Nigga, they ain't got his mind together. You should be with him anyway. Don't be sitting there telling you you're going to train him or teach him how to be a better person. Because I don't know. I think some women do like to talk to losers. They think that they can see potential in them. But if this motherfucker's fucking other girls or cheating on you with 2 or 3 girls and you letting it go by, what the fuck potential? Fuck all that potential shit. The motherfucker need to have his shit to the table. Just like you need to have your shit together in a presentation of getting to know each other and trying to start something. Don't have your shit all fucked up. I'm on weed. I'm a weed head, LeBron. You know who the fuck I'm on? I'm not going to fuck with you, girl. You talk about I'm a weed head. I'm going to treat you like you whatever you are, weed head. I'm not going to go, oh, man, I can change it. I'm not in here to make no changes. You need to change on your own. You might be influenced by what I have to offer. And nothing wrong with, like Mr. LeBron said a few shows ago, you know, you start getting attached to one another, and y'all start thinking alike, because you always see, like, a good, strong man. His woman's going to start acting like him. You can see if a white man has a black woman's going to probably talk more like him in a way, vice versa, as far as a black man, white woman, whoever, black woman, black man, blah, 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 like I say. If he's got his shit together, if you got your shit together, y'all should make some stuff happen. But don't sit there and have incompatibilities. Like if you don't believe in drinking because the Bible says so and you married a fucking wino, that's the issue. If you sitting there and you talking about you want to get a man that's into the Lord, that's going to church and stuff, but you got an atheist on your hand, don't sit there and try to change a person. They got to change on their own. We already said that you can't sit there and force people to change. If you don't like it, well, fuck it. No one's perfect, not even your ass perfect. There goes some male and females right there. A lot of people sit there thinking, I'm perfect, I'm perfect. You ain't fucking perfect. You perfect. You know, you be God. And I don't see anyone on earth at that level to be God. If you are, park the ways and fix this damn economy. Until then, shut your asses up. And this is for the people out there who sit there and talk shit, saying they don't need to change. For the people that's agreeing with me, I love y'all, you know. But the ones out there, you know who I'm talking to, that sit there and run their mouth and sit there, I don't need change. You don't know about one night stands. Everyone knows about one night stands. The fucked up shit is that your mind's still stuck on it where it's not a one night stand. It's not a one night stand. You know, the people that's in denial. The first step is to lead into the right direction is to admit that you are in denial. And then you can move on to the next step to get off that bullshit. Because if a dude want to be with you, he'll be with you. No plan except, but you giving up pussy freely, just like government cheese, I mean, that motherfucker just going to keep on getting that government cheese because it's free. You know what I mean? No one wants to be caught up in no shit like that, but I'm just being honest with you folks out there. But that's all I have to say for this topic right here. I'm coming back next week with a stronger topic, and I'm going to be hitting harder and harder and harder. Me and Mr. LeBron's going to just lay it into you. I'm tired of people sitting here complaining about their man. Be like, did you meet your man? Where did you meet him at? Did he have this issue? And you sitting there saying, yeah, and your dumb ass got up with him, or guy saying, well, my woman likes to flirt a lot. She likes to fuck with other dudes, and you sit there and take her out to eat after she fucked your friend, you got some issues. Then you just want people to run over you. I don't want people to be run over no more. If people could stop being run over, this country would be much better. This whole world would be much better because people would have respect for one another. They know not to do that, but people see that they bow down and let people run them over. It's not good for them. It's not good for their reputation. But what's your final thoughts of the show, Mr. LeVon?
Well, I mean, since this is sort of like a type of pre-Thanksgiving show and everything, I know the holidays about to come up. A lot of students going to be going out from college for the break and whatnot. I guess in terms of relationships, you should think about what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for in a relationship that you have with the person that you know.
That's cool. That's cool. I agree with him like that. You got to think about Thanksgiving. If you with the right person, be thankful. Thank God that you got what came to you. For the ones that still stuck on bullshit, pray to God that God look out for you. That's all I can tell you, because if you don't want to help yourself, because the first thing you got to do is help yourself. You got to break your own self out the cycle. Because 2009 is coming. We got to come up to a new resolution as far as what are we going to change about our lives in 2009. Are we going to be stuck on to the past, 2008, 2007, 2006, 2005, 2004, so forth? Or are we going to stop what we've been doing and move forward to another direction, a better direction? Because we don't got nowhere else but to go up. Can't go down. We're on the bottom of the pole. You need to go up. That's my thoughts for the show. But I thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. You can hit me up, hit Mr. LeVon up on our email system. It's nb_truth@yahoo.com. Our voicemail is 641-715-3900, extension 33271. The folks out there listening to the show, if you could contact me on my email, I would like to offer y'all something that's pretty good. You know, I need y'all help, and I think I can help y'all out. Hit me up at my email again. You know, hit me up there. Hit me up on my voicemail, because I do need y'all assistance. I'm trying to get this show off the ground more and more. We used to come out with 1,000 strong. We're about to start bringing in more special guests. Next season, it's going to be special guests. It's going to be filled with mostly special guests. I know I wanted to get this season on with me and Mr. LeVon to let people know that we're coming up strong and what we're about. But you can hit up us on the MySpace page, www.myspace.com/NB_truth. Also, again, you can get this show by subscribing to iTunes on it. You can go to the other. You can add us as a favor. And I insist the people that did stop and listen to the show, add us in as a favor. So that way you can stay tuned as far as what's going on. Because you do need to know what's going on and get the show. I know I've been putting them up last minute. I'm going to stop that starting tonight. I'm going to start posting up the next show within 48 hours. That way y'all have time to catch up with it. But other than that, I thank you for tuning into the show. And I think, I hope, I pray to God that y'all get y'all minds right. Till then, I hope to see you next week. Stay fresh, stay blessed, and don't be stressed. Good night, folks.
Let me know.